This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after 1 o'clock, you know what that means. It's buy or sell time. I gave you some names at the end of the last hour, Michael. I hope you were thinking on them. I hope you spent the entire 5-6 minute break thinking about these names.
I'm already thinking about the Broncos.
Well, two of the names are Broncos. One of the name is not. All right, let's go Broncos, since you were obsessed with the Broncos in a creepy way. J.K. Dobbins only signed a one-year contract with the Broncos. Buy or sell? Bringing him back next year?
I'm buying it.
I think he wants to be a Bronco. He said it already. The injury doesn't scare you?
It scares me that he's out for the season, but I think he'll be back. I think he might be back for the same or for less money.
And there is a note out there. If the Broncos make it to the Super Bowl, he might actually be cleared to play for that, in that.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's why, again, Mike, get that first round bye. Take away one less game. Go get it. Go beat Washington. Root for the teams to lose that we need to lose.
Win every game, no matter what.
Well, and also root for the teams to lose, like the Colts and the Bills tomorrow night. And the Patriots. Against the Bengals. Bengals.
The bunghole.
Staying on the Broncos. By herself, Vance Joseph will not be here next year. Because he will be a head coach somewhere else.
I don't want to think about that.
You got to buy or sell. This is not a ride the fence kind of show, Mike. You have a take, don't suck. You bring the heat.
I'm getting Tommy John surgery, so I can't bring the heat. I don't want to think about it.
No, seriously, just think about it. Has he done enough? Because remember, he wasn't a successful head coach last time around. But we've seen other guys get opportunities. Josh McDaniels gets 465 opportunities no matter how bad he screws over a franchise.
And yet, he's going to continue to screw over franchises. I think, I don't think he's going to be a
Bronco.
What
about Vance like as a Tennessee Titans head coach? Or the Giants?
I do not wish that upon him.
No. Tennessee, though, he'd have Cam Ward. He never had a quarterback before when he was with Denver.
Cam Ward, I think, has a future as long as he has a coach.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done with Tennessee to make sure he's okay, though. I'm going to... I'm going to sell it, right?
I hope sell that you it. Are right.
I think people are going to want to see another year. Although he's making the rounds, he's getting on podcasts, and that's usually not a great sign. I remember saying at the beginning that I thought Vance was on the hot seat either way, positive or negative. Like, if the defense takes a step back and you're going to go, well, dude, the personnel's there. Why is the coordinator not there? Why is he not good? But also, if they're so good, which they are, he could be gone quickly. Warren Schaefer. Buy or sell, he'll be back as the manager for the Colorado Rockies. 136 games. That alone got us to shave our beards and our hair and cut our hair.
I'm going to buy that because there's nobody else. There's Tanner.
Yeah.
There's Jerry. There's me.
No.
And then there's nobody else.
I want to see Warren Schaefer as the manager.
Why not?
Why not? You got Paul D. Podesta, who's going to work miracles. He's going to be doing the analytics. He's going to be analyzing things. Warren Schaefer connected with the players, I'm told, at least through people that I trust and what I've read from like Patrick Saunders and such, that they believe that he connected well with players.
Then why haven't they hired him yet?
Well, they're going to do their due diligence, Mike. You don't hire Money Paul and not do your due diligence, right? You don't hire Money Paul and not take things seriously.
There is an epidemic failure within the game to understand what is really happening.
Yeah, wasn't that him?
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
Yeah, they've been pointing to him a lot. He's been speaking a lot. I would like to see him get a shot. Patrick Saunders wrote in the Denver Post, it would not surprise me if Schaefer manages the team next season. As I've written before, I believe Schaefer connected with many young players on the Rockies roster last season. While the team will undergo significant front office and coaching changes in the coming weeks, I think Schaefer would provide a bridge to the team's future. We'll see what happens. I'm for Warren Schaefer. I would like to see that happen. Faith just texting in. Oh, shout out to my guy Miles. Miles McClarity, stud. Plays for the UNC Bears. Miles just heard you mention hoping the Colts lose and gasped. Thought Brady and I were cool. LOL, he's a Colts fan. Listen, hey, Miles, I'm rooting for the Colts for many reasons. I'm rooting for stats, though, okay? Because I've got Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I've got Warren. I got Tyler Warren on my fantasy football team. But for the Broncos, I need them to have a great performance offensively, but still lose at the end. That's what I need. Because I'm playing Tanner Schwint in fantasy football this weekend. And he has a 55% chance of winning. Which would mean, Mike, I have a 45% chance of winning. I don't know if you did that math in your head, but that's the math. That doesn't mean anything, though.
I am rooting for the Colts. I hate the Chiefs so damn much.
I'm rooting for the number one seed. Whatever that takes, Mike. Colts are going to make the playoffs, Miles. We can be cool. But I would rather have the number one seed. I don't care if the Chiefs make the playoffs. I'm about the Broncos. Because I believe the Broncos could do it again. You're the one that's all like worried that they'd face the Chiefs in the playoffs. You're Mr. Broncos are going to win every game. And you're worried about the Chiefs in the playoffs? Don't worry.
No,
Mike,
I'm not worried about
down.
The Chiefs. I just want the Chiefs and their fans to be miserable.
I don't care about that as much.
I do.
They wanted us miserable for a while, though, and it is kind of nice to see.
They're all smug.
Do you think the Broncos could, if they can retain a lot of these defensive players, do you think they could potentially be the next dynasty? No, of course you think that, yeah.
Well, when you say dynasty, you mean legitimate dynasty as opposed to helped by the referees.
I think winning, obviously we know the numbers, you got to win 3 Super Bowls with relatively the same kind of roster. Typically that's your head coach and your quarterback. I don't know if Bo Nix is the dynasty kind of quarterback. I mean, yeah, Sunday was cool. I still, like I'm coming down off of that super high. He played well. He had moments that were kind of average, but he also had some great moments. And that's typically a good quarterback. Guy that's really good at times, and sometimes he's just, he's not making every throw. Even Mahomes has those moments. But defensively, man, they're going to have to sign some guys. Jaquan McMillan's going to have a contract coming up. A few other guys on that roster, they're going to have contracts coming up. So big decisions are going to be made, regardless of how this season shakes out at the end of it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Kenny Swami, what if he sticks it out with Sean for 2 to 3 more years and then takes over in Denver? Vance Joseph, talking about Vance Joseph.
Well, that would be interesting.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? How old is Sean Payton? Mike Efferding?
He's in his 60s.
Is he?
Like 65, 67?
Well, let's effort that. Let's find out for sure.
61. So I was wrong about that.
You were pretty far off, yeah.
He's a youthful 60.
If he wins, and they like him, if he keeps winning, they're not going to go anywhere from him. How long do you think he's going to coach?
Probably got a good 10 years.
You think so? Well, and if they get into the playoffs again, then he's buying a lot more time. Because if you go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, under relatively new ownership, then he buys himself some time. I don't see the Broncos in a hurry to move on from Sean Payton. They really wanted him. Obviously, they gave up a king's ransom to get him here.
Yeah, and the Walmarts want success.
They do. They wouldn't have bought this thing. This wasn't just a fun Dick Monfort. Oh, I like sports, so I'm going to own a team. This was actually, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We're going to make this work.
We succeeded in business. Now we want to succeed in sports.
Mm-hmm. Faye says, Bo has glimpses, but he's got to have more than that. I think he definitely has potential to get there. Also, texter from the 970, are you Nick's more as a Derek Carr? If everything's good around him, he could win a Super Bowl, but he's not going to put a team on his shoulders like a Josh Allen. Could you imagine Josh Allen with Denver's defense? Yeah, but now Josh Allen's getting paid, so would you have that same defense, right? That's why the window? That's why you're in the window right now. Because Josh Allen's good, but what haven't they done, Mike? They haven't gone to a Super Bowl. It's hard to get there. Even with a great quarterback, you still have to have a couple of big-time pieces to get you there. And that's why these windows are so important. If you have a young quarterback that's actually pretty good, and you're not spending money on him yet, you're spending money on Nick Bonito and Patrick Surtain, and I guess Cortland Sutton and Garrett Bowles and Zach Allen. It's harder to do that. But yes, just for the sake of argument, can you imagine Josh Allen with this team right now? They would probably never lose. They'd probably never lose. Best team ever. Biggest regret John Elway's probably ever had as far as being a general manager, president of operations, or whatever in that role. That's got to be the biggest miss.
I would say so.
Is that the biggest miss in Broncos history? It's got to be, right? I mean, the Russell Wilson was a miss. What's a bigger miss?
Russell.
Committing to Russell Wilson, trading for all that, and then committing to him, or not drafting Josh Allen when he was right there for you and you took Bradley Chubb? What's the bigger miss?
I'm gonna say. I think Russell Wilson, because you gave up a lot for just
yeah,
not
but you
much.
Recovered from it though, right? You recovered from it. You're 9-2 team getting ready to go to the playoffs back to back years after moving on from Russ when we thought they were going to be in cap hell for a bit. They recovered from it. They still have to see Josh Allen beating them in the playoffs last year. And Josh Allen winning a league MVP, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. That move, that non-move continues to haunt the Denver Broncos.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon, though.
You don't think so?
No.
They're probably the favorite. Don't put on your Broncos hat.
My head was cold. I had to put on my Broncos hat.
You got to get out of this world, man, because you set yourself up for so much hurt every year. Like, are you okay? Are you okay? Because every year it's like, oh, they're going to win everything. And then they don't. And then it's just, we worry about you, man.
I don't let it bother me afterwards. I remind myself, there's another game, and they'll win that one.
Texter says, Josh Allen for sure. Everybody was super happy when we first got Russ. Just didn't pan out. Yeah, I think Josh Allen, that's the biggest miss. Haunts them. And he would have been perfect. He's John Elway, man. He's like the same guy. But John didn't want the same guy, apparently. He wanted Bradley Chubb.
The best player available. I think he spent so many years making up for the fact that they didn't have a defense, that he wanted to have a defense.
He was very good at assembling a defense. John was very good at that. I'll give him his flowers for that. And he got Peyton Manning here. So that's respectable. 17 minutes after the hour, Keeling Me Softly coming up next with Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. Let's talk a little Denver Nuggets with Sean. How about that? We haven't talked a lot of Nuggets with him. We're going to do that coming up next.
Complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
The return of Sean Keeler to The Hole Show. Time for Keeling Me Softly. What is Sean cooking on at the Denver Post? And I like it. The Nuggets lost to the Bulls the other night, 130 to 127. That was, we'll get into it. But one of the positives from that game, aside from Joker just doing all the Jokery things in the world that he does, but Cameron Johnson, 19 points for him. And Sean, I loved the write-up, man. What kind of changed? What maybe is going on with Cam Johnson offensively that might lead to more nights where we see a 19-point kind of night from him?
Good afternoon, my friend. Well, I'll tell you, talking to Cam about shooting, and I knew Cam a little, and he's a super guy, so we were just kind of chewing the fat after the scrum got over with late Monday night at his locker. And he's like, I just broke it down and went back to basics. And he said, you know, I can't speak to experience of this because my shot sucks, me personally. and it always has, but he's like, I had to go back and reset my feet and use my body again. I was becoming, he said, an arm shooter. And I know enough about basketball to know that's not good. And he said, when you are rushing it and you are pressing, he didn't say pressing, but he did say he was rushing it, you start using only your upper body to shoot. I have learned from our mutual friend, Mr. Ali Farokmanesh, that you do not want to just be an arm shooter, because that's a good way to get yourself into bad habits. And suddenly I had, separately, Cam Johnson on Monday night telling me all the things he did that Ali told me a year ago, maybe a year and a half, he used to fix Nate Clifford's jumper. And I went, ding, ding, ding. When you are quoting Ali back to me, you're on the right track.
Wow.
You know, because yeah. Look at what, and Nate could tell you too, as he has, I'm sure, that guy helped make me a millionaire. And that's basically what Cam went back to doing. So the Ali method, use your legs, set yourself, extend. We'll see if he can keep that up on this two-game road trip starting tonight. In New Orleans, and we'll see. He's a good guy, you know, and I know we've talked about it's been a bad start. He's there for one thing. He does other things. Defense has been okay. The court movement's been okay. Spacing's been okay. He does a lot of the little things right, but he's there to do one very, very big thing, and he knows it. Cam's a smart guy. He has no illusions about what he's there to do. He's not Michael Porter, and that's okay. But he kind of probably needs to be half Michael Porter, which right now would be an 11 or 12 point a game scorer, and I think he can get there.
Yeah, it's funny that you put this one together too, because watching that game against Chicago, that was the first thing that was going through my brain was like, Cam looks different. Something about, you know, again, in a Nuggets uniform, hadn't seen that version of him since really joining the Nuggets, and he looked more relaxed, I guess. It looked like things were easier for him in that game.
Yeah, and I think that comfort's going to come with time. I didn't think this was immediately going to be like anybody. You know, you'd like it to all look like Tim Hardaway. But when you're a shooter, this stuff's going to come and go. What you've got to do is you got to be right at the right time, i.e., you know, April, May, June, and you want to feel better. But you want your good to outweigh your bad. Because we talked about this too, Cam and I. I mean, you can pick whatever analogy you like, you know, long-winded Keeler, he can go down any number of rabbit holes. There's the golf idea about the yips and your form and what you do. And there's also kind of the baseball, was how I put it to him. I'm like, you know you're going to be a 36 to 40% three-point shooter when this is done. Is this just one of those? And he's like, yeah, this is, you're going to have a bad 10 to 15 days. And he said, I'm hoping I got my bad 10 to 15 out of the way, and I brought some people. He also brought a trainer that he's worked with in the past back to just, again, go back. Let's. And I think they had, what, 3 days off? They had 2 days off for the Bulls game, and they kind of looked at it at times from a Russ perspective. But he said, I just wanted to get back to working on mechanics, working on form again to get that squared away. So the trick, he said, is going to be it's one game. Yeah, it was 5 for 7 from three. It was good. It felt good. He's getting the looks. It's now making that consistently so that he's more of a 35 to 45% shooter over a two-week span rather than having one really good game and slipping back into bad habits. But I saw a cut-up one of our colleagues did of his looks of those first 25, 24 three-point looks. And this is not going to shock you. They're mostly wide open. I mean, that's the thing. I can see where that's been bothering people because that's the Nikola Jokic effect. That's why people want to play with him and are better playing with him because he, A, finds you, and B, just demands so much attention and presence everywhere from everybody on the opposing defensive side that those looks come free. And again, Cam knows that's the job. And he just wants to find that more consistently. And here's hoping he does.
Sean Keeler joining us, Denver Post. I mean, you mentioned Joker. These numbers, man. I know it's cliche. It's like, well, what more could you say about it? But, like, seriously, I feel bad sometimes, Sean, because I do feel like I look at those numbers like, yeah, that's Joker for you. I mean, 36 points, 27 points, 55 points, 35 points, 30. I mean, I'm going on here. But the rebounds are in the mid to high teens. The assists are in the teens. It's mind-boggling how good this guy is after already being as good as he's been. I can't believe these numbers.
I think now coming on 7 years here a couple weeks ago, watching the Broncos post-Peyton has taught me that when you are, and this applies to the Joker, when you are in the presence of real legitimate generational greatness, let's just, hyperbole, talk right up. No, it's not. This is going to be one of the best 10 or 11 centers to ever play. Just enjoy it. To your point, like, don't feel bad. Like, do you think any of the Chiefs, do we feel bad that Mahomes is hitting the wall last weekend in Denver finally? No, because he's got a crap ton of rings that he can look at, and they've elevated that franchise to a moment where now they're actively disappointed. Joker is Mahomes. He might be better. You gotta embrace that. And there are some flaws too. He also took a weird shot at the end, and the defense was kind of again non-existent against the Bulls Monday, and that's going to happen sometimes too. But this is some special stuff, and so and I know Denver sports fans know this. When you are, he is him. He really is, to quote our good friend Dion. Joker's him, and you got him, and it's going to be fun until him is no more. So just embrace that while it's there.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about centers being one of the top centers of all time. I mean, when do we start saying a guy, like, where does he stand in the top 10 of all time? Or even beyond that, if the Nuggets, like, right now, yeah, it looks like the Thunder are the team to beat, but the Nuggets are right there.
Yep.
If we throw in another title and maybe another MVP, we're talking 4 MVPs and 2 titles, when do we start having that bigger conversation of just how great he is?
I think we locally are there because I think we know. And then there's some, yeah, we're homers. Yeah, whatever. Provincially, you know, it's all better in your backyard. But I don't think nationally that discussion is going to come up until he's nearer to the end because they just want Denver to go away. Because ESPN and Fox want Denver to go away. Let's just be real about that. And they don't. And the Nuggets haven't gone away and certainly don't look like they're going to with the way they've reconfigured this kind of 2.0 Joker look. So I think those discussions are already real. I think they're happening among teams that in the region, the Utah Riders I've talked to, and some of the Oklahoma Riders, some of the folks in the division who see a lot of this team more and have an appreciation for what this is. I think nationally it's going to be a slower go because everything, how long did it take him? It took 2 MVPs. For them to realize that Joker was really, really good in the present. I think in the all-time conversation, you raise a great career barometer where, look, he's in the Hall of Fame if he walked away to go do horses tomorrow. This is an iconic guy, not just for this franchise, but for this era of the NBA. And I think it's always going to be that way going forward. But right now he's just stacking on top of it. Does he need another title to lock that in? I don't know, but I think I would be willing to wager you several coffees that there is going to be a fourth MVP, and there might be a fifth. Like, this is Larry Bird-level stuff already. And when you're talking at that level, that's not hyperbole. That's real. And again, it goes back to just enjoy it. Like, he is the guy that secretly every Celtics fan wishes they had, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I sit there and go, that's the best passing Caucasian person I've ever seen. Why do we not have him? Yeah, no, you don't. The Nuggets did. And that's a credit to Connolly and everybody involved for making that happen. So, yeah, it's going to happen. It's just how good it's good. Really, honestly, Brady, the question is how good it gets. So let's just knock on wood, you know, get people healthy and keep going.
I mean, you look at his numbers just as a nugget. You know, he's either number one in major categories or right behind Alex English. I know he's working on a few of those numbers. The triple-double number, if I'm not mistaken, Sean, he needs, what, 10 more to pass up Oscar Robertson for number two? He needs 33 mm-hmm. to pass Russell Westbrook. Again, that's assuming, I mean, maybe Westbrook has a few more left
right.
him. I mean, he got a couple.
Yeah.
But yeah. He's, Joker's either, I mean, what did he have, 25 triple-doubles last year? There's a realistic chance, maybe not that realistic, but there is a chance he could break Russell Westbrook's record, or at least pass him this year. That would be crazy, but there is a chance.
There is. And I wonder if Russell, in a playful way, is like, going to stick around.
Got to pad the stats.
Keeping that race to kind of keep that distance because he knows time is not on his side. And it's just a math thing that Nikola can do this for as long as he wants to do it. So, that's all there. I mean, get ready. I mean, again, Oscar Robinson, Russell Westbrook, these are not, oh, that's your Denver media. No, this guy is that guy. So it's all on the table. And really only one guy other than the Lord above kind of determines how far and how fast this goes. And that's Jokic is his interest and his want to keep coming back here in this crazy mile high land of ours and make it work. And so far, so good.
Any concern about, and I don't have any, but I want to ask, like, that contract extension coming up next year. We know that there was a lot of money. If he signed it last year, then he would have left a ton of money on the table, which was just, as you said, simple math. Yeah. Any concern that, you know, Joker's not going to finish his career with the Denver Nuggets?
A little less. With how he's worded it, I mean, I'll take him at his word because I don't think he's into games about he says I'll be a Nugget forever. I do think if they're the only, and I've raised this in print, the only concern I would ever have with Nikola Jokic is if he looks at this team in this town and says I could get to a title quicker somewhere else. I think he wants another ring. I think he's committed to doing it on an extension here and making it happen here. That doesn't mean that in 5-6 years he wouldn't look at pick your coastal, you know, I don't want to say Lakers, but pick your ugly big brother, big sister franchise that says you want to be our back, you know, be a backup guy, be on the Dwight Howard plan with the Lakers, whatever it was 5 years ago, to get another ring as an old veteran guy. I would never rule that out, but I don't know if that's likely. I do think that he's a ring chaser. And he's a ring chaser who sees a ring-worthy team here right now, and that's a good combo. And I think the tweaks that they made in the offseason, as we've talked about in the summer, for what we're calling this Jokic 2.0, has reflected that. I think Joker 2.0 in this roster, Bruce Brown 2, Hardaway, Jonas, represents a genuine good faith effort to do that. And I think that was part of his interest in saying, yeah, why would it go anywhere else too? And he's a different cat, I don't think L.A. is for Joker. I think he looks at that as a nice place to visit, but he'd never want to live there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Sean, if Joker is ever a Laker, I'm gonna. This show will turn into We're going to talk Star Trek with Michael for 3 hours.
Wow.
That's what we're doing. If Joker ever is a Laker. So, Michael, get ready.
He leaves me there, too. That's where my nerd... I have all my nerd creds. I don't have a lot of Starship Enterprise.
Well, you're the only... Yeah, I mean, Michael's the only one. I mean, there's just not a lot of fans out there. Because it's not as smart as Star Wars. Star Wars is just much superior. So much smarter, the writing.
I'm a little better than you. I'm a little better than the
Star Wars. Sean, great stuff, man. Keep firing them at me. I love your stuff. And I like getting into the nuggets once in a while, too. So, there's always great stuff to talk about, man. And you're on top of it. So, I appreciate
it. Thank you. Yeah, and we talked about it last week. It's a good time. Again, how about it? Just enjoy it. The abs are real. Everybody's real. Rocks aren't real. Colleges aren't real. But we're gonna have at least one new coach, and definitely a new AD on the college football front, and two pretty good Big Two college basketball teams off to a good start.
Yep.
So everybody's pretty real. So enjoy the real Denver. It's good.
I'm going out to Fort Collins. I'm going to take in some CSU practice today. So I'm going to see this team. I don't know if they'll ever lose. Ali's undefeated so far.
Maybe never. I'll tell you what, honestly, last side note on that, because we got to run. I'm a big computer projections guy. That Buffs-Rams game first week in December is secretly big, and it's very, very big for the Rams because I know they've got another sexy non-con coming up. I'm forgetting the opponent. You might be able to correct me. I can't remember off the top of my head. My point being, Ali being 4-0 now? 4-0?
Yeah, 4-0, I believe, yeah.
4-0. This could be a tournament team if they can get a sexy win before Christmas, and they don't have a lot of chances for that. But the Rocky Mountain Showdown is one of them.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that because both those teams, CSU more than CU, and it helps that they will be at home because that game's at Moby, really, really need a big kind of Power Four win like that. And Tad's got a pretty good start there too. So
absolutely.
That'll be a fun one, and it will mean a lot. I think if the Rams go where they think they can go, at least what the computers say, health-wise, that's a game that's going to mean a lot for their resume, and that's a good discussion to have that we hope we're having in February.
Yeah, that's going to be on CBS Sports Network that day, too, so big one coming up down the stretch. Sean, appreciate you as always, my man. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Likewise. See you, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm enjoying the Nikola Jokic stuff, but it's like I just call it stuff. Like, it's just stuff. Joker over the last 8 games, 36 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 55 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 35 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 32 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists, 26 points, 9 boards, 9 assists, 33 points, 15 rebounds, 16 assists, and 34 points, 7 rebounds, 14 assists.
Trade him to the Lakers.
Because you want to talk Star Trek. First off, how dare you? You know, you get so mad if somebody even thinks about the Raiders, and you're sitting there saying, that is my arch nemesis. You feel like this bad about the Raiders. I feel this bad about the Lakers, and I try to respect that with you. And you throw out something like that. That is blasphemy, Michael.
There is no comparison between Broncos Raiders hate and Nuggets Lakers hate.
There is a comparison 100% because the Nuggets and the Lakers were playing in the playoffs for several years, and the Lakers kept the Nuggets from winning at least 3 titles, Mike. So, yes, there absolutely is because that's real. You're talking about regular season. Ooh, who's going to win 6 games this year? The Lakers have kept the Nuggets from winning at least 3 titles. That's bigger, right? That's way bigger than your little Mike Shanahan. I gotta get to my 8th win in order to beat the Raiders this week. No, the Lakers have caused us negative history in our championship resume. So no, that rivalry is way, way crazier than anything you can conceive about the Broncos Raiders right now, at least the last 20 years.
This is a football state. Basketball is secondary.
The Raiders have been awful, and just because the only thing you watch is the Broncos, you say that anything the Broncos do. The Raiders have been awful. The Broncos have been awful, collectively, for the last 20 years, except for the Super Bowl run for the Broncos in 2015. And you're telling me that that rivalry means more than the Lakers and the Nuggets. No.
Yes.
No. You're absolutely wrong. And you can say it's a football state all you want. You're creepily obsessed with the Broncos. You have a Broncos statue in your little closet where you perform seances and all that. You have a restraining order, I'm sure, from the Broncos against you. So no. Don't spare me. The rivalry is Nuggets-Lakers over Broncos-Raiders any day. Any day. The Raiders haven't been
anything.
You should
do stand-up.
The Raiders haven't been anything. So that's a rivalry? Good for you. Your biggest rivalry is one of the worst teams in the NFL. You get to wake up every day and say, yeah, we beat the Raiders. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant. I'm talking about LeBron James. I'm talking about the Showtime Lakers. Those Lakers kept the Nuggets from winning three titles. They'd have four now. And you stay up at night worried about winning your sixth game of the season against a bad Raiders team. That's why Mike Shanahan got fired. The only thing he cared about was beating the Raiders. Welcome to the real world, brother.
Guess what, Brady? The Lakers don't think about the Nuggets. They do now, but they've never thought about the Nuggets.
Oh, they think about the Nuggets. 110% they think about the Nuggets.
They do
Jamal
now.
Murray's made a shot. Wakes them up in a cold sweat at night. That's a real rivalry. They got Luka Doncic to come over there because they're so terrified of what Nikola Jokic is doing. Do you think the Raiders are like, oh, man, we got to... They have so many problems, they could care less about the Broncos. And the Broncos and Sean Payton will tell you, he doesn't care about that either. You know what he cares about? A Super Bowl. That's his biggest rivalry, is winning a Super Bowl. And that's what it should be. You got to quit thinking small time with your little Raiders rivalry crap.
Broncos and Raiders have hated each other for 65 years.
They don't hate each other now. They don't hate each other now. Dude, you have a real big boy coach over there. You have Sean Payton, who could care less about the Raiders. He wants to win. That's a real big boy coach. 42 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash. Spare me, Michael.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Shout! Shout!
We're going to have fun with this tomorrow, because we don't have time. Faith says, dang, Brady, I feel like you need a cigar now after that ramp. Yeah, I do. You piss me off. You like mediocrity. That's cool. I don't. I'm about that hardware, bro. About championships.
Look, you just don't listen to my best argument, which is the Lakers don't think about the Nuggets.
They absolutely do.
It has to be a two-way rivalry.
Think they think about them now?
They do now for 5 years. For 5 years.
Recency
Great.
Bias.
It's a 5-year rivalry.
Isn't the question, what's the biggest rivalry right now? Isn't that the question? Because the Broncos and Will County Swami says, to be fair, the Broncos have been on the Raiders, had been on the Raiders level for the past decade. Yeah. Let's see who the shiniest turd in the toilet bowl is every year.
Still a rivalry.
Not as good. Not as big. I'm talking big. People that care about it that don't live in the state of Colorado. And nationally, people do care. That's one thing people do get excited about around the Nuggets. 49 minutes after the hour. You're so wrong. We're going to take a break. What did we learn? A lot from me. Nothing from that side. We'll be right back.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
What did we learn today? What do we even talk about? I blacked out with rage the last 30 minutes. Cam Johnson might be figuring it out for the Nuggets. The Wyoming Cowboys still have something to play for, and Josh Allen's going to be in town. He's going to be in town. Tell me... No. I'm not going to go there with you, Mike. What did you learn?
Even Cam Johnson thinks that the Broncos and Raiders are a bigger rivalry than the Nuggets-Lakers.
No. No, you're living in a world of, we want to win six games and we want to make that win one of the Raiders. You're living in that world. You're living in the border war world where both teams are not very good and that's the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, Tanner's going to say, the Dodgers and the Rockies!
No. Because the Rockies haven't been relevant. The Raiders haven't been relevant, and the Broncos really haven't been that relevant off and on. So
not about relevance, it's about hatred.
For you it is, because that's all it's your Super Bowl. That's your Super Bowl. Beating the Raiders. Congrats. I dream bigger, Mike. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it. We got Nuggets tonight? You got Nuggets and Pelicans on tonight? Got that done? Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.